This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Food critic extraordinaire for the Star Tribune, Joy Summers, is with us. Joy is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Joy, always a pleasure. It has been too long. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you and your colleagues, I enjoy this, every Friday online, the five best things we ate this week. I want you to talk about the fried chicken you had, the fried chicken sandwich you had. And tell me, any signs of fried chicken sandwich mania slowing down? Because I see no signs myself at this point.
Yeah, I thought we might be reaching a peak, and then this bad boy showed up, and I was like, oh no, we have a new entry into the field. This thing, it's a battered thigh, so you've got that juicy, juicy meat, but this is at the Char Bar in the back of the new Butcher in the Boar that just opened in the North Loop. And this sandwich is, it brings the whiskey, smoky sweetness in that they're like so whiskey and smoke forward in this place, but you get that shatter crisp chicken sandwich exterior on the squishy bun. It's a dish that I mistakenly ordered with a crew of friends and thought we were going to share, and that did not happen. I did not share that sandwich.
But I don't think other places are going to, you know, maybe they won't reach this level, but I don't, I mean, did this start like 5-6 years ago? And now it seems like everybody is trying to jump in on a great fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the Popeyes fried chicken sandwich caught the like national zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. But before that, locally, we had Revival fried chicken. And I really feel Revival, before they started doing what they were doing, we really didn't have much for great fried chicken around here. And that has changed exponentially in the years since they opened.
You also reviewed shrimp and grits. I got to be honest, Joy. Whenever I have grits, I'm left like, eh. Doesn't
right?
do much for me. Where do you philosophically stand on grits? And then how much did this shrimp combination help it out?
So I did not understand grits until I went down to South Carolina to visit some extended family down there. I thought they're so heavy and gluey and covered in cheddar cheese and it's like walking around with a brick in your stomach all day. Why would you do that to yourself? And then I went down to the South and I realized, oh, we just don't have the culture for proper grits, which you do not add a ton of cheese to them. You put a little bit of cheddar cheese in at the end. And that's what they're doing at this brand new place called Big Biscuit Bar that just opened on Mears Park. It's in what used to be the original Handsome Hog location. And they're kind of bringing a diner soul into this place. It's very, very new. They're just like starting to get their feet underneath them. But this shrimp and grits is creamy and luscious and hearty without being heavy. It's a substantive breakfast. And then, but it's not going to just, you're not, I didn't need to go take a nap after I ate it. And then they top it with a proper shrimp in like a tomato gravy. It's a stewed, spicy sauce that's just like enough zing to it to wake up your mouth in the morning. And every time I saw it, I'd eaten all the shrimp that were in there. I'd find another one hiding in that like lush gravy blanket that was encoding the whole thing. I didn't eat it all in one sitting, but I saved half to heat up with an egg on top this morning. And it was just sweet breakfast comfort that I don't think a lot of places up here really have that like understanding of how to do it properly in their bones. I'm an amazing cook, and I have tried to make grits at home, something that seems so easy. It's just cornmeal water, but I don't have the touch. I don't have the sense memory. I don't have a Mima or a Mama who's going to take me by the hand and say, here's the proper way to make grits. So I'm just going to be going to Big Breakfast or this biscuit bar and ordering that for breakfast.
I'd say that's a pretty good plan. Let's do this. Let's squeeze in a quick break. Joyce Summers is with us. You can read her excellent work on food and the restaurant, in all aspects of the restaurant industry in the state, in the Star Tribune. You can also follow her at Joy Estelle. Joy, you know how to spell that. Estelle. Back with Joyce Summers in moments here on CCO. Right back with Joyce Summers talking about restaurants here in town. You want to chime in? You have a particular question for Joy? We'll have time to squeeze maybe one or two in. Text away 651-461-9226. You wrote recently about Eat Street and the latest food hall. Talk about that and then tell me, Joy, if you could only go to one food hall in town, just one of them, which one would you go to and why?
Oh, well, right now it's Eat Street Crossing. It nailed the entire food hall experience for me right out of the gate. I've been there like 3 times already. I'd go back right now. Like if you want to go after the show, I will meet you there. It's so yummy. And I think what's one of the reasons it's working so well immediately is it's got 2 couples behind it who are restaurant veterans. The owners behind Bebe Zito that have that great ice cream and burger shop in Uptown and then over in Malcolm Yards. And then John and Lena from Zenbox Izakaya, who originally started out as a Skyway Japanese place and then have had this Izakaya bar restaurant for years. The 4 of them got together and created all of the concepts inside this food hall. And we have incredible sushi dori, which has these sushi sandwiches. Like you take everything that's in a sushi roll, but then just open it up and eat it sandwich form with the nori wrapped around the rice and all the stuff inside. Oh, so good. And then there's Uro Pizzeria, which is Brazilian style pizza. There's a Bebe Zito that has boozy ice cream. There's a whole bar that has $25 wine bottles. There's Ramen Shoten is creamy poultry ramen broth. So I was able to go with a friend of mine who's Muslim, and she was just thrilled. It's a ramen place that she can eat everything in there and enjoy it. It is, there's so much. Oh, there's little fried chicken fingers talking about fried chicken sandwiches. It's packed with good stuff, and it's such a beautiful room. It almost feels like an art installation with incredible murals painted on the walls, these soaring brick wall with open windows in it, like a giant chandelier. It's a lot, and everything, at least on every trip I've had, has worked flawlessly. It doesn't feel new. It feels like something that has been established and is just ready to like invite all of Minneapolis, all the Twin Cities, anybody you're bringing in from out of town. It's quite impressive.
We have this conversation 2 years from today. Do you think we'll have multiple more food halls in this town or are we at about where we should be at this point?
That is an interesting perspective, because I am not sure that there is a ton of space for growth in Minneapolis and St. Paul for these, but each one kind of has its own perspective. It's serving in different ways. Like Malcolm Yards is a great place to go before Gophers game. It's great to go for a college student or you're visiting your college student. But what I would love to see, where I think we have tons of room for growth for these, is in the suburbs. Once we get outside of the inner ring, where real estate might be a little bit more reasonable, and we've got all that access with zippy freeways, and so many people have moved outside of the city too, and I don't know if all of those diners are being served by the single standalone concepts. Like, we've already seen a lot more creativity coming into the independently owned restaurants in the suburbs. I think that would be cool. I think in a couple of years, I could definitely see more food halls out in the outer rings. Look at Asia Mall in Eden Prairie has been slammed since they opened their doors. There's a lot of room.
About 90 seconds left. Okay, over the next 2-3 months, tell me a restaurant which is expected to open and you're greatly excited about that possibility.
Oh, my colleague Sharon Jackson and I were just talking about this, and we were compiling a whole list. Like, we are about to get into spring restaurant opening season, and it's going to be good. I feel like through the pandemic, we have waited for creativity to burst forth, and we are about to get that. The one I'm looking at right now is Guy Noy, the new restaurant from Ann Ahmed, who has Lat 14, who's just sadly saying goodbye to Lemongrass and has Kaluna in Minneapolis. She has proven that she makes delicious food, and that restaurant space is ready for her stunning architectural eye on it in that patio that overlooks Loring Park. I cannot wait to get back to that.
I love Lat 14, so that absolutely excites me. Joy, I always enjoy our conversations. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Follow Joy at Joy Estelle on Twitter, and then check out her consistently excellent work in the Star Tribune, Joy Summers. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to have Linda's come out for a free heat map analysis. Next hour. Hour later, because of her schedule, she's the feature queen of the world, Shaletta Feisty Friday. That's right away. And then Am I Wrong? Dave Harrigan, how about we let Rusty join us as his swan song for Am I Wrong? Thoughts?
Ooh, that would be big for Rusty. I don't know if he can handle it, but we'll ask.
We'll find out next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.